Chris Chelios.
Up the boards to Chelios with room. He shoots. Score!
BetMGM ambassador, the king of sportsbooks.
Nice play by Chris Chelios.
Hockey Hall of Famer.
Chris Chelios is not human. I'm convinced of it. Not only will he go in the Hall of Fame, I think he should go in the Smithsonian.
Blackhawks legend.
Chelios will add defense, but he'll also add offense to the Hawks.
Steve Smith ahead to Murphy. Nichols at the line. Chelios moving in. Chelios scores! Chris Chelios has won it for Chicago.
Three-time Stanley Cup champion.
What a competitor Chris Chelios has been over the years, and he's been a winner every place he's ever been.
Chris Chelios with Mully and Haw on 670 The Score.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. Always a delight to talk to our friend Chris Chelios, BetMGM Grand Ambassador, BetMGM, the king of sportsbooks. And Chris joins us on the Aturo Hotline. Aturo, your all-weather tire, aturo.com. Morning, Chris. How are you?
I'm great. How are you guys doing?
Doing all right.
We're trying to figure out what would be the hockey equivalent of a Hail Mary pass. Is it maybe pulling the goalie in the second period rather than at the end of the game?
No, but I'm glad that you brought that up first. So there's a term in hockey called the bag skate. It's basically a punishment for doing something stupid. And you're on the ice, and the coach skates you for an hour, no pucks, and just until you drop. And that's what they should do to Stevenson. They should line him up on the goal line and just make him run for an hour, and then maybe even throw in the stadium stairs for punishment.
Have you ever had a younger teammate do something that silly? And how would a player like you handle something like that?
Never. I can remember one time one guy had kind of a crazy celebration for his first goal. It was like borderline embarrassing, but it was genuine, and he was just so excited. But no, this is right at the top of the dumbest things I've ever seen.
Yeah, I mean, look, I get it. He was happy, and someone was jawing at him, but when you see that, and some of the reporters noticed it while the game was ongoing, it just makes you wonder, how did they not see it in the press box? How did they not call a timeout? How did they not stop what was happening when the guy wasn't paying attention? It's just madness.
Yeah. I mean, again, when things go wrong, that's the kind of stuff that happens. So anyway, let's move on. That was a disaster.
Chris, were you at the Yankees game?
I was. Yeah, I'm still here. I came in for the three games, and then I'm going to go to that Ranger game on Friday. So,
wow.
Yeah.
So what brought you to New York, and who were you cheering for?
Honestly, I try and make it to like the World Series and Super Bowls when I can, when I'm not working. And I, you know, obviously a big fan of Anthony Rizzo. I got to know his family, so I'm cheering for the Yankees. I would have hated to see them lose at home, and now hopefully they'll win tonight and make a series out of it. I'm not a big fan of LA people, but I don't mind the Dodgers. They got what a great team. Yeah, they're loaded, boy. They're fun to watch.
I thought it was one of the more bizarre things I've seen. I wonder what it was like being there when Mookie Betts catches the ball in the crowd and two guys like attack him and pull the ball out of his glove.
They did attack him.
I mean, that's one of the greatest things I've ever seen, too. Like the fans, the way the fans cheered for those two guys and literally ripped the glove, grabbed his arm, nearly pulled his hand out of his glove. Like, it was great.
So if you're there with Rizzo, is this it for him? Do you think he comes back and plays next year? Is he going to walk away? This is swan song?
I mean, I don't know. He's actually had a really good, the two series he's been in. He's one of the guys that gets on base and plays the game the way you're supposed to. Unfortunately, the last couple of years, he's had some weird injuries, right? The neck, and then he broke his hand. But when he's healthy, boy, he's effective. And you saw the catch he made and the couple plays he made, defensively. There's no question that's a value, too. So I hope he keeps playing. I know he loves New York, and, I got to know his in-laws are Greek, so they're a lot of fun.
Charlie, what do you think about the Hawks lately? They go into Denver. They get a victory they needed. They had lost four in a row. Have they turned the corner?
Well, it's a big win for sure. Now they're going into San Jose, right? So they keep moving forward. That's a game they should win. They should get some confidence off that, the Colorado game. I know there's two empty net goals, but they still played good. And quite honestly, again, I've said it, you know, during the course of the shows in the past few weeks, they're not getting outshot like they were last year. They're in the games. They're very even games, and they just came on the wrong side those last four. But they got to, you know, to take a step forward, they got to beat San Jose, and then they'll have a tough game in L.A. But, again, I like the way they're playing. I like the guys they added. You know, Maroon's doing his job. You know, Foligno plays his role. And again, maybe there's still more room for improvement, but they're definitely playing a better game defensively in the way they should be playing.
You know, that victory looked so good because they got a couple of empty netters at the end there, so they end up winning 5-2. Nice to see them just come. It's nice to see a scoreline that looked professional.
Yeah, that's misleading. And even, I didn't realize it either until I saw the two empty net goals. But again, the fact that that's a tough place to play in Colorado. They're not quite a desperate team, but they're a team that's been struggling, you know, over the past year and a half too. They just haven't found their game. But again, that's one of the toughest places to go in and win a road game with that air and, you know, the team that they have and the speed you're dealing with.
Kelly, Connor Murphy has been laying the wood. He has been very physical. Couple monster hits this year so far. Is he a different player this year, or has he been doing that for a long time and we just haven't noticed as much?
No, I think he came out and first game, he drawn penalties. He ran one of the other team's best players. And that's what he needs to be. Every coach, they talk about consistency. You can't show up once every four or five games. And I think Connor Murphy realizes there's a competition there on the back end. There's guys ready to, you know, possibly take his job. So he's been great. You know, they put him down in the, you know, fourth and fifth and sixth pairings, and he's way more effective there. But yeah, he's bringing it every night. And I always compared him to like a Keith Magnuson, plays with a lot of heart, not the most skill in the world, but he's got off to a good start. He's been very effective. They need to do that. They need to initiate things like Murphy's doing and draw some penalties. And, you know, the way their power play, you know, they came out of the gate with, you know, with that power play, that'll win some games for you.
Great stuff, Chris. Appreciate it.
Enjoy game five.
All right, guys. Take care. Thank you.
That is Chris Chelios. I love his in-laws are Greek. That's hysterical.
And he's in New York for the World Series because he just likes to go to World Series and Super Bowls.
But he knows everyone.
He knows everybody.
He literally knows everybody in the world.
I thought he might have a little more love for the Dodgers given his time in Malibu.
Yeah, that's interesting. He doesn't like LA.
He doesn't like LA people.
That's pretty funny.
That's awesome. He's great.
Yeah, he's the best. I love
him. Didn't you just know he would be at the World Series? I mean, we should have known that.
Yeah, I mean, he's
everywhere.
I can't believe you asked him. You know what else is hysterical? Can you imagine if anybody somehow got out of the stands and messed with him? But he got a kick out of seeing what happened with Mookie.
He might be in the penalty box.
All right, that's pretty funny stuff. We've got Stacy Dales. She's going to join us next. We'll get her perspective on, and you know, Stacy knows everyone, the national reaction to what has gone on with the Bears. We'll talk to Stacy Dales next. Mully and Haw on the Score.